We continue our talk about the Never Forgotten Honor Flight flying out of central Wisconsin. Jim, how do you get in touch and let the veterans know that they've been chosen for this flight?
This is one of the most fun nights of the year. About 2 months before the flight, now our next flight is the third week in April, so along about February, we get the board of directors and a handful of volunteers, and we call them. We physically call every one of them and tell them that they're going to be on the next flight. And I can tell you that that is a fun night getting those calls, because some of these ladies and gentlemen have been waiting a while to go on the flights. So when they get that call, they are really excited.
So you have the name submitted already. How do you get the names?
Oh, okay. The veterans and guardians, the guardians that go with them, they take care of them, fill out an application. And the applications, for those that have family members or they have a computer themselves, go to our website, which is neverforgottenhonorflight.com or .org. Either one will get you there. And they print off the application and mail it in. It's very simple for the World War II veterans. Date of application, first come, first serve. So if you've applied in January, you'll go before the guy that applied in May. The exception to that is any veteran of any age that is diagnosed with a terminal illness goes right to the top of the list. He's number one. World War II is second, and we've committed also to continue with the Korea vets. And I already have 200 Korea vet applications. So I encourage your listeners who are Korea vets or know one to please have them fill out an application. If they don't have a computer or don't have access, they call our phone number, which, by the way, is provided by Cellcom for free forever, is 715-573-8519, and request an application. We'll mail one to you. If any of your listeners have been at Central Wisconsin Airport the night that we come back, it's a life-changing experience. Mike Thompson and I, Mike is the other co-founder, we stay on the airplane and we shake every single hand and we thank all the guardians. And these guys now, some of them have been up for almost 20 hours. Every single one of them have a grin that only a plastic surgeon can get off their face. They've got smiles. Their eyes are wide open. And when they walk into that concourse, they stand up a little taller. Their smile gets a little bigger, and it probably takes a few days to recover because it is a long day, but every single one of them would go again. We make it a day and a trip of a lifetime for them. We really do.
It's just one of the most fantastic things I've ever heard of. Our thanks to you, Jim, and to Mike Thompson for making this possible here in Wisconsin. And on behalf of all of the veterans that have been on the flight and those yet to come, we thank you for everything that you and all of the volunteers have done.
Well, they thank us a lot, and I keep telling them, stop doing that, because we're doing it to thank them for what they did for us. They literally saved our country, literally the planet, from tyranny, from two madmen. And they did it with no thanks. They didn't ask for any thanks. The irony is many of these ladies and gentlemen that served, the 16.1 million that stepped up, have never been thanked until the day they go on the honor flight. And then they're thanked many, 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 many times. So I want to thank all your listeners that are veterans for serving our great country. And I want to end with one comment, because the number one reason they're not signing up, which really tears me up, is that they say, you know, I didn't do anything. I don't deserve it. And the fact of the matter is, every single veteran that's ever worn a uniform has signed the same blank check that I signed and that Mike signed and that every other veteran signed. And they gave it to Uncle Sam and they said, here it is. Here's my blank check. And this includes up to and including taking my life. Do what you want with it. I'm yours. You had no control if they sent you to Germany or Dallas, Texas, or if you went to the South Pacific or you stayed on an Air Force base in California. No control over that. The second thing I tell them is that the only qualification is serve between December 7th, 41, and December 31st, 46. That's it. There's no but. I didn't see any bullets. I didn't shoot at anybody. The fact is, 1 out of 11 World War II vets saw combat. 1 out of 11. The third thing I'll tell them is that, you know, this memorial is a, it's the most phenomenal memorial in Washington, D.C., by far. It's a celebration of what the entire country did during that time frame. And I'll tell the gentlemen that are still a little hesitant, I said, don't go for yourself. Go for all your buddies that'll never see it, because that's most of them. Your buddies that were killed in combat, or your buddies that just didn't live long enough, go for them, because we actually do a ceremony at the memorial to commemorate all our fallen comrades. And that, for many of the guys, is worth the trip in itself right there.
Co-founder of the Central Wisconsin Never Forgotten Honor Flight, Jim Campbell.